In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the second Sunday of the blessed month of Kiyak, and as we all know, the second Sunday readings is about the annunciation of the coming of the Messiah, Archangel Gabriel, coming to Saint Mary and letting her know about the incarnation of the Son of God. At the end of the conversation between both of them, we find Saint Mary says a statement, "Behold the maidservant of the Lord." And actually, this statement or this verse summed up the life of Saint Mary entirely. From the beginning of her life to the end, she was always in her mind the maidservant of the Lord. This did not change even after the honor and glory that she received being the mother of God. This was the theme of her life, and being a servant and thinking of yourself as a servant all through means that you give up what you think is your rights and always be working under the duties that you feel you are entrusted to you. Saint Mary denied herself entirely. We never find her at any time making a choice for herself. Even when she was young, her parents put her in the temple to serve. This is something she did not choose, but she lived up to the calling. All of us will come to the point when our lives will come to an end, and then at that time, what verse, what statement would people remember us for? It is something that so much, actually, we would like to imitate this, that we have some kind of a theme of the life that we live. Not many people are remembered for a certain virtue or remembered for a verse that we can say, when I remember this person, I remember him being so and so. Saint Mary was one of those examples. She was a maidservant of the Lord everywhere she went, and every time we hear her talking, we find her a maidservant of the Lord. Even when she was invited in the wedding of Cana of Galilee, what she was concerned with, there's a situation and I want to help. She ran to her son and asked him to solve the situation. They have no wine. Everywhere she went, in her mind, I'm a servant. Wherever I am a servant. This example, if we try to imitate, we will not only live as servants in the church or come to make some kind of a function for a couple of hours, but rather we will carry this burden all through our lives, wherever we go and with whomever we deal with. A servant is a servant everywhere and every time. There are other examples from the Bible. We find also that their life can be summed up in a verse. Look at somebody like Joseph, the son of Jacob. What comes to our mind always, this life was very rich. He has many, many virtues. Joseph is one of the people, very few people in the Bible where we do not find for him any kind of mistakes. But we, whenever we remember him with this verse, "How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against the Lord?" This verse summed up his life. This chaste man who always thought of himself that wherever I go, I am before God. He sees me wherever I go. And this helped him to be the great servant that we know, the wise man who was able to save the whole world at that time from the famine. Even dealing with his brothers after what they did to him, he always knew that he is standing before God and I have to deal with everyone fairly. I am not God to avenge myself. This man also had a verse that summed up his life. Someone like Daniel, and I'm sure that if all of us think of Daniel, we think of him under this verse that he said when he was offered to eat from the delicacies of the king as part of the time to prepare him and other young people for the interview. He said, or Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies. At that time, he was a young man, maybe he's like 18, 19 years old. But this is again is what he lived with all the time in his mind. I will never defile myself with a choice that is against my belief. Daniel did not have any of the support system that we enjoy. He did not live among his family or friends or live in Jerusalem where there is a temple, or we have other people that would support and encourage him not to defile himself. Sometimes we pity ourselves and pity our children when we say, we live in a corrupt world, how can we keep ourselves from being defiled? It is so hard. Everything around us is pushing us that we do something that's immoral, or we imitate the people who are living in this way around us. We have always to remember Daniel, who proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies. This was the theme of his life. This is what made Daniel the great prophet that we remember him and remember his example and try to imitate. Someone like David, King David, with all of his achievements, we also can sum up his life in this verse, "But I give myself to prayer," in Psalm 109:4. Actually, in Arabic, the translation is, "As for me, I am a prayer." As if, like, when he thought of himself, what else can I think of myself doing that's more valuable than this? What exactly can I be busy doing more important than being in prayers? "As for myself, I am a prayer." David was a king, he was a prophet, he was a judge, he was a leader of an army. He did many things. We have many things to meditate on when it comes to David, but he himself only thought of himself, "I give myself to prayer." He is the psalmist, and this is the title that we remember him with. He is the one who prayed and taught us how to pray. Till now, we are praying his prayers. We are repeating what he uttered before God to glorify his holy name. Another example of those people who lived with a life that has a theme, with a love, a life that's summed up in a verse, Joshua the son of Nun. Joshua also is an army leader. He is the one who led the people to the promised land. He is the successor of Moses. But the verse that we know him for is what he said at the end of his life, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We all, maybe most of us actually, are familiar with this verse, and some of us, we post it on our door post to say that, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua actually was saying this to the people of Israel when he confronted them. "If you go wherever, if you worship whoever, as for me and my house, I will worship the Lord. This is my choice," and this was a consistent one. All through his life, he was a faithful servant. One also of the very few people who followed God faithfully all of his life, and we find him always like consistent in carrying on this kind of like verse. "For me and my house will serve the Lord. No matter what happens around me, no matter who are the people around me, what the choices are, my choice is clear, consistent, I will never change it." I hope we all actually meditate on this. Sometimes when we excuse ourselves or excuse our children, when we say we have to imitate the people around us, otherwise our children will feel like they are different. But isn't this the fact? They are different and we are different. We are not called to be here like this is not our land. We know that we have a house that's set for us in heaven. "As for me and my Lord, we will serve the Lord. This is my choice regardless of the other people around me." Another person also who lived a life that is a theme, and he himself thought of himself as this verse. This is Saint John the Baptizer. He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." If we ask ask Christ about who is Saint John the Baptist, he will say, "The greatest man ever born." He told us this. Other people will know him in different ways. The king Herod maybe will say that he is the man who is rebuking me. The people at his time maybe will say this is Elijah that is to come. But if we ask him, "What do you think of yourself? What can you say at the end of your life that can like summarize whom you are?" He says, I am the voice. The one that you heard about it in Old Testament, that I'm going to come and just prepare the way before the king. I am a voice crying in the wilderness. Another person also from Old Testament is Samuel the prophet. Samuel was a prophet at the time when God already was upset with Israel because of Eli the judge. And even we hear that God stopped talking with any person at that time until Samuel came. Samuel led the people in a very critical time. He was the last judge, and after him started the kingdom of Israel by King Saul. At the end of his life, he said this verse, that also sum up his life. When the people told him, you know what, you are old now, you cannot lead us, find for us another leader, find for us a king. He said to them, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. In his mind, he is an intercessor and a teacher. This is what I am called to do. And no one will ever take this function from me. And no one actually can. Who can forbid any of us to pray for other people or to teach them whenever necessary or even witnessing before them about what is good and what is right and what is to be followed? Samuel, in his mind, it doesn't matter if I'm a judge or not, if I'm a leader or not, if people will take my opinion or not. For me, this is what I live to do. I pray for you. I will never cease to do so, and I will teach you the good and the right way. Some of the parents, sometimes whenever their children, they grow up and they are about to leave, they feel like I have to hold on this child. It's very hard for me that I stop in a way giving him directions, even if I'm not asked. And many struggles we find between parents and their children-in-laws because of this situation. But if we think like Samuel, this role no one actually can retire us from doing, praying for those people whom we care about and teaching them whenever they ask for our opinion. This verse summed up the life of this great man, and also it is an example for us to imitate, thinking of ourselves, I am an intercessor, I am a teacher to others whenever they ask for my opinion. Another person also, one of the greatest people in the Old Testament, Nehemiah. Nehemiah, if I ask any of the children about what do you remember him with, then everyone will say he's a builder. He is the one who built the walls of Jerusalem. But this verse in particular gives us an idea about how Nehemiah thought. The God of heaven himself will prosper us, therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. He always believed that he is not by himself. If Nehemiah would think for a minute that it is up to me this kind of work to be completed, he would definitely lose heart. He always knew that God of heaven will prosper him because his intention is good and what he's trying to do is something that's blessed by God. But on the other side, he never excuses from himself, saying God will do it. He can make a miracle and continue and complete everything without my interference. No, he thought of the balance between struggle and grace. The God of heaven himself will prosper us. What about ourselves? His servants will arise and build. I wonder the people who come today and say, I am saved. God did it all. It's only grace. I don't need to do anything whatsoever. How really they understand whatever they are saying in light of this kind of verse? The God of heaven will prosper us, but what we should be doing, we arise and build. This is Nehemiah. This is the verse that summed up his life. Another person also, this is one of the saints that we regard highly, Saint Anthony. Saint Anthony is known for the verse that the young rich ruler heard and went upset because of it. He was sorrowful. He did not like it. He felt, I cannot do this. Saint Anthony got the blessing. He followed this verse and became the great saint, the father of all the monks in all of the world all over the time. He heard, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me. He lived this verse literally, word by word. He sold what he has, went after the Lord, followed him, and he became the father of all monks. So, moving to the next point, what are the conditions required for a life summed up in a verse? I am sure all of us would look at these examples. And we all wish that whenever our lives will come to an end, that people will remember us for something that is good. That people will remember that we contributed in a certain way and our lives had a kind of a theme that we lived up to. There are certain conditions for those people that they followed and for us also to imitate. In order for us and life would have a theme, we have to make a consistent choice that comes from a strong conviction. Many people, they make choices, but not because of they are convinced. They come here to the church maybe because their parents pushed them. Or I come to meet my friends. Or this is just a habit. This is the best thing I can do it on Sunday morning. This is not the conviction that will make your life to fall into this category, a person who lived his life in a theme. Making a consistent choice every day, all over the days until we come to an end. And this consistent choice will never come just because I am pushed or someone is just trying to encourage me. No, it is a conviction that we believe in our hearts and we want to live up to it. This choice also should stand three tests: the test of time, the test of trials, and the test of influence. What would make our choices truly, genuinely something of value, that they are not subject to change because of any of these three factors? Many people can make a choice for a short time, but whenever it is too long, they fall away. I cannot follow it. It's too much. Should I have this all of the days? It's very difficult for me. Other people actually, they fall under the pressure of the trial. I will follow God as much as things are going my way. But whenever trials come, maybe the whole life will change. Or changing our choices because of the influences. We have influences around us from all over. All the days of our life will have people or conditions that try to push us away from our choices. The choice to make a life that's like of value should also always stand this kind of three tests. The third condition to live in a life summed up in a verse: the need to forget about yesterday's achievements. This is what St. Paul said to the Philippians: "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." If you ask St. Paul, when did you start? When did you accept Christ? He will say, I started today. This is today that I need to look forward, and tomorrow and after tomorrow. And this is what I'm pressing forward. The goal, if I did not achieve it yet, until my life will come to an end, I should forget all about yesterday. Many people, they keep telling us about how they lived a life of righteousness, how they served God in one time in their lives. But what about today? What are you doing today? What are you busy preparing for yourself with? You cannot retire the theme of your life at any given moment. What you choose, you live with, pressing for the goal, and this goal will only be attained when life will come to an end. The fourth condition is to be watchful. Many, many factors, many like thieves will try to steal this kind of theme that we live up to. St. John says, look to yourselves that we do not lose those things we worked for, but that we may receive a full reward. It is very hard to remember somebody like Demas, the disciple of St. Paul. We remember him with this verse: Demas have forsaken me because he loved this like passing world. Demas have forsaken me. Very sad. He lost all of his labor, his work, because a strange love came to his heart. Being watchful to the end. And the end, the fifth and the last condition, for any life to be remembered, for any person to have his life summed up in a verse, his life should be in Christ, for Christ, and by Christ. There is no other thing that will make us to be remembered truly, or our lives to be summed up in a verse. No matter how important we are, or what we think of ourselves being important here, only the memory of the righteous will be forever. Those people who lived in Christ and lived for Him, and they thought of themselves always as, I'm a member in His body, I am here for a purpose related to Him and Him alone. It doesn't matter what kind of work you are doing outside from Monday to Friday. If you think of yourself, you are a servant, you are a servant. If you think of yourself as an ambassador for Christ, you are an ambassador for Christ. No matter what kind of job you are occupying or you are busy doing, this is the kind of life that's worth living. Being in Christ, for Christ, and by Christ. St. Mary gives to us this kind of a life that's themed after being a servant. It's an example for us to imitate. May her intercession be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.